Sata Lachas, Simukope Gimel, goes the Torah, the Beisaysif, try to define the Matthias, how we get Lachas from what we seem to have one gender in the Torah, and we seem to have different ideas, Chumras. First, the Torah starts with the Pasuk, Isha ki tia zava, Daniel zava vasari, Shivas yomatia vindasa. Explains the Torah, as Daphne becomes to the Makar. Says Beis Yosef, the Maimokim, we have a Bryson to his Koinim, the Pasuk says the Kedoshim, he also has Makar de Mehel. Has come Daphne from the Makar. Now, the word Makar means, basically, in English, the uterus. Makar is the source of life. Kazakul, the Rechem, the Aim, the Kever, the Cheder, the Room, different words for it. They just point out there's a Rambam in Moir Nebuchim, in Chel Gimel Pariches, they point out that Loshon HaKodesh called Loshon HaKodesh. It's a holy Loshon that we do not have any words, not for the Mokum of men, not for the Mokum of the Isha, not for the Kufa Maisa, not for the idea of Azera, of Yitzia, or Lotto. He said, like Meir Glayim. Everything that we say over is only Ramazan and Mosharlim. Merik Laim is water by your feet. We call it Merik Laim. So Yah is Yitzia, that it came out. He points out by the word Zera, Moshikla Zera, also it's only Ramazan over here. Loshon HaKodesh, we don't have words over here specifically. They get to the idea of Tashmish, say the Loshon of Yishka, or Loshon of Yikach, or Yipol, or Yigala Erbo. All these words over here are Mosharlim, because it's Loshon HaKodesh over here. The end of the Lashon over here, we call it Makar. What's Makar? It's a source of life. It's first a concept to know. And it's also the Musa Shabbat, it says the Rambam, how a person is the correct way how to go speak. That even when there's a tzerach, how to go say it over, still you should not say it straight out. Besides the concept, you should not say it over. That's the little get of the Mukha. So far, the first idea of the Makar. Oh, so the Mar Nebuchim, he points out that question. He goes on saying, let's snapshot the Pasuk. Next three lines, Ayin Shom. The idea of Makar, the Matthias is that you have, Aisha has inside her body, she has fallopian tubes over here that have two eggs on the side. What happens in Matthias is that the eggs come out, go through their tubes, and inside the uterus it builds up, ready to have Zera come in and make her pregnant. If she did not become pregnant that month, in the natural cycle of life, it sheds its lining. What comes out are those eggs over here, together with the lining, with the building up. And that's what we call her period. That's her Eisei Dasa, the Lashon of the Torah. Her regular menstruation that she has is basically shedding the lining that's coming out of the Makar. So again, so we first have this halacha that comes out of the Makar. That is what we call Eisei Dasa, which means her regular menstruation that she has every 30 days. It comes out for a couple of days, 4 days, 5 days. That's the first thing that makes her tummy. The Torah goes on further and says, not all dafas make your tummy, dafka the heimini davin. We go from that, says the Beis Yosef, the Apostle of the Torah says, domeha, twice, domeha is loshen rabin, says 2 plus 2 is 4, and therefore we have four shades of red, that are nichel the isim at Torah, anything above or below that is not min at Torah, and we have a fifth dam that's red, but it's not in the Torah, but it's dam shaloka, so red that got hit by you. Get affected by it, turn it to black. Those are the five colors that we have. They do point out, building upon this, an interesting Shiloh, based upon technology, let's say you can make dam come out of your body to be blue. You could put a dye inside your body, and now it changes to being blue. Is the yisod over here has to come out red, and this is blue? But no, this is just the idea we have. You change the gimto, the mitzias, and you make it blue, but at the still it's also. So Shlomo Zalman, he has about a 70-page tshuva on this type of question. That there was an issue, had a problem with the ovulation, with the beards, how exactly get pregnant. He has different aces over there, what to go do. One of his aces, he says, let's change the color of her blood inside her body. And let's make it blue. And what comes out, lemaisha she's mutter. Now, this big mavuch among the paiskim, is that true or not? Lemaisha seems to go this, yes, others have a fakir upon it. But again, the question over here, how do you understand the concept of demer, is that just a more like a Sibur seven over here? And the Shlomo Zalman was at least neuter, you can change it over here. Ech, now he's not nichel gera demer, it's coming out of your body, coming out blue. That's it, again, to make your tummy, number one has to be makor, number two has to be red. the third point coming the Torah's Mamshech. He brings down Shmuel, the Sukkah by Austin, the Zion of Bays. He says, not Tomei until it's Tagish Bitsiyosai, until it comes out from the body. Now, just to explain that more bariches, the Gemara brings down from Shmuel, the person checks the Kak Oilim, sees, sits down, comes up, sees Dam over there. Since we have a Pasuk with Vassar, the Loch is Asher Tagish Bitsiyosai. You have to have a Gosh over here. That's what the Gemara brings down from Shmuel. The question is, do we pass like Shmuel? Also, what's the avon of Shmuel? How do we apply Shmuel over here? That means true to make the Torah saying 3 points to make it a raisa. Has to be makor, has to be read, has to be agosho. But the main question is, who says we pass like Shmuel? That means you would read the Gemara. The Gemara has 7 questions on Shmuel coming from 5 different makoros, 5 different raisas over here. The Gemara's maskono, he brings down Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Ashi. Rav Yirmiyah says it's true that we have Shmuel over here. That's only minat Torah. Still, we have an Isidra Abon over here. Rav Ashi comes along and says, no, Shmuel means something else. A case when it's the dam comes, double not Makabal Tumo. And when it's not being Makabal Tumo on the character, who does not be Makabal, the Stigyo Kisamim. The question really is Rav Ashi agreeing to Rav Yirmiyah? Does he agree one to another? And do we pass like Shmuel? Do we pass like both of them or not? So there's a Tshuva Shev Yaakov, that there are Sherlim over there, and Simon Lamavov, and Simon Mem Aleph over there, and Chalak Aleph, there are Leib and Rav Gamliel want to point out that we do not pass in Shmuel. They say, I'll bring you Raya. We have a Rift, Rift does not bring you down. We have a Smag, doesn't bring you down. We have a Rosh, doesn't bring you down. True, there's Shmuel over here, but the Rishonim they want to point out did not hold like this. They did not bring you down Alach L'maisa. Now, what do they point out? On the page, on Tosis, where Tosis gets involved, the Tzari of Ashi Grisa of Yirmiyah, there's a Goyso there, Marav Ranchbuk. On the side, the Aleph there. On the side, he sends you to the Ramo. He's the Ramon Shuva. The Ramon Shuva, the Simon Tzadik Zayin, says, to loy kaimel maskono hochi. Maskono, the Ramon saying, we do not pass in Shmuel. That means it's Meduyik, first of all, concerning we showing them the Rif and the Smag, and maybe the Rosh will get back to, that to not hold the Shmuel. And the Ramon Shuva says, loy kaimel kavasa, you don't hold like him. And therefore, in the Jewish, Rav Yaakov, Rav Leib, and Rav Gamliel, Pasuk, and Loch Lamais, and the one title, we do not go like Shmuel. That means Minat Torah will be also even with Ava Gosho. I said Hashemi. It's true, but they point out, maybe it's not the Rift or the Smag, but you take the Rabbim and the Sirabio, Parak Bob, he brings down Shmuel, we need the Sugi of Agosho. The Abandon's Hilchus Nido, he brings it down. The Rajbo, he brings it down in the Torah Sabayas. And the Arnim Shishonim do bring it down. Therefore, the halacha, the mechaber, passes this way very clearly. All the place can go this way. And the Tzemach Tzedek, we need a shuva about, he has a list of Rishonim. He says, it's Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rav Magid, the Ran, Maram, Gois Maimlis, the Ben Yeruchim, Shumas Adashin, Oid, Oid. And make a read of passing this way. A question, you do have to understand that the Torah brings it down. The Rosh is pointing out to not hold of it. It's very strange. How can the Torah not even mention the father, let alone to argue with his father? It's very hard to avona. How do you understand this? Pashtus, if the Rosh is not bringing you down, what happened over here? So this really leads to another question, that Bethem, when you read the Gemara, we have Shmuel. Shmuel has a Pasuk, Basara, Ashtag in the Yod Pasuk. Do you sense it? That's been Zayin on Beis. And in Chesed Beis, we have a mission over there, a Maisa with the Isha and the Rekiva. The Isha comes up to Rekiva, said I found the Kesem, and a Mako, it had a scab on top of it, maybe this scab came off of it. Kenel Rekiva says, since you could be toiler upon it, the locha of Kesem is Lahachmav Loi Lahokal, like the Pasuk says, Dam Voloi Kesem. Dam Voloi Kesem. So the Shaila is, Shmuel is saying one Pasuk, Rubisara Ash Tigris in Yibasar, and Rekiva is saying another Pasuk, Dam Voloi Kesem. So Bishlam, you can come along and tell me, Shmuel being moistened on Rav Kiva. You can't have a case that you'll come from the body and still be Mutma Torah until you have a Gosho. But once you have a Pasuk of Shmuel, what's Rav Kiva saying? You don't have a Gosho, what's Dam Voloi Kesem? I can't have one without the other. Why do you need two Pasukim for it? Big shell among the Achronim, why do you need one without the other? So come along with Shev Yaakov, if you want to answer. If you read the Pasuk, it's very strange. Where do you see Dam Voloi Kesem? Where do you see that from the Pasuk? What's Pshat Rav Kiva? And what's Pshat Shmuel? So says the Shev Yaakov, the pasuk is like this. It's really one pasuk. The word of dam and the word of psar is the same pasuk. The pasuk says the isha ki tia zava, one should be a zava, dam yim v'sara, dam v'sara. The word dam yim is extra. Why say those words for? The words are extra. Come tell you that dam yim v'sara. The words dam v'le kesem is explain the words of pasuk, and Shmuel is explaining Rebbe Akiva. Not Pshat Shmuel has one pasuk, Rebbe Akiva has another pasuk. The word dam is extra, and they have a dam to come tell you that dam has to be besara, being migrated from the basar. And said, Shmuel explained Pshat in Rebbe Akiva, where did he get it from? The word dam, but like Kesim is why dam, he is able to besara, you have to be migrated upon the basar. That's how Vana that Shmuel is explaining Rebbe Akiva over here. The Aruch HaNer writes this a couple of times. The Shalmeshiv, the Abinazer, they come on there one time, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. One's explaining another. But they point out, if you read the Rishonim, the Rashba, when he quotes over the Mishnah of Taurus Abayis, he says the Mishnah of Akiva Dam, and he adds a couple of words. He says the whole Pasuk. He says, Dam yezayim besara of Aloy Kesem. That means the Taurus Abayis says the Girsa in the Mishnah is not Dam Aloy Kesem. Dam yezayim besara of Aloy Kesem. And this Betz Mishmul. They point out, he takes the Orzuru, another Rishon. He says it also has the Gears in the Mishnah. The Be'iri, the Eshkol, what if Rishonim is saying, it's not just Dam V'lo Kesem. They quote over the words in the Mishnah, in the Mekiva, with Shmuel together, Dam Yezak Besari V'lo Kesem. That means the word of Boster, Ashitak Besara, is the Gears of Mekiva. And that's that one of Mekiva. If so, the question that the Rav Leib and Gamliel is asking, how that the Rosh left it out, not passing like Shmuel, they point out, but the Rosh brings down the Mishnah of Akiva. And the Rosh says, Dam V'lo Kesem Kutsirasoi. That means, if you're understanding it's one building upon the other, that means he's paskening Shmuel. Anyone who paskening Akiva, according to the Avon, is paskening Shmuel, and Shmuel is explaining Akiva. Therefore, the Shev Yaakov wants to tell you that the Rosh does bring it down. He brings down Akiva. That is Shmuel's saying, Shana Akiva. Therefore, Lachla Maisi, you do need our Rosh. So, it comes out that negator, do we pass like Shmuel? Bicker, they'll see, to answer this question, why do two psukim? Rashi, next time we'll see there's seven different Jerusalem, and to answer this, a big enough community based upon it. But the Mahav to mention right now is where the Shev Yaakov goes and the Aruch HaNer goes, that's one explaining another, and they're building upon this, the mice were passing like Shmuel over here. Now, they do point out the Pashas Yiri Toysis, and after the Ches. Toysis says that we have Rabbi Yirmiyah and we have Ashi. The shadow is, again, is Rav Ashi arguing on Rav Yirmiyah or not? Toysis says, shall Rashi holds, but Toysis says Rav Ashi agrees to Rav Yirmiyah, and the Vada Halacha is, you need HaKosha make an Issa Minat Torah. Avada agrees. The Pashas reading of Toysis is, if everyone agrees, Avada passes like Shmuel. However, there's a Siddur Torah, he wants to disagree, he wants a Taino, that even though Toysis says that, that's both in Shat and Shmuel, and still we do not pass in this way. That means even though they bring down a list of Mishra and the passing like Shmuel, Toysis said the Siddur is not Muchach. He wants to say this, Toysis saying Shat in Shmuel according to Asher of Yirmiyah, and he has other Toysis not the way that we do not pass in the according to Toysis like Shmuel. So if we have a Mavuch among the Rishonim and the other Pesim, how the Rishonim pass in the gate of Shmuel, the Loch of the Maisel, the Ikh among the Rishonim, we pass in the Loch is you do need Agosha to make you an Issimilatario. Otherwise, an Agosha Yamutter. Once you pass in Shmuel, take the second stage now. Come along with Maram Lublim, he has a tshuva and some bays. Then the Shlo wrote him, Shlo has a kasha, Chakira, what's Pshat in Shmuel? Let's say you have a case, you know 100% it came for your body. Me'achuz, 100%. According to Shmuel, it's exerced a kosi mila goshen, if you have no goshen, the maisi, you're mutu me'atoro, bin istra, abon, be mutu me'atoro. But no, the study of this idea of Agosh is to be Megalo that came from your body. Unless she looks down and she sees it coming out. There's no other place it came from. Maybe the Holy Spirit, Asher Targush, we need a Klor Raya, a Simen that came from your body. But let's say I know for sure without Agosh, I see it coming out. There's no other option. It's coming. I see it. Maybe still be an Ismail Torah. What the Avon in Shmuel? Is it, I just need a Raya to it, but these studies I'm coming even without that? I just need 100%. Torah tells me if it's not 100%, 98%, maybe it came from a bird, maybe it came from somewhere else, I don't know, who knows. And therefore I'll be totally enough on it. But if I know 100% I'm Tomei, well, no, Tomei says, I know 100% where it came from. I know where it came from. Except we have a disaster cost of Nina Gosh over here. That's the Shaila that the Shaila has. What's Pshat in the Sugya? So first they point out that the Tosis read, but also the Sugya, Daf and Zayin. He said that Shmuel checked the karka, he sits down, gets up, sees that there's dam there, explains the Tosis read, the Maisa, why is it mutter for in the Torah? He said, why? Maybe the Lord Botka Yafa. Because maybe he did not check it well. Let's say he checked it well. There's no place it can come from. They point out the Tosis read, being it's from the Torah. The Tosis read needs to come out, Lord Botka Yafa. Therefore, there's a Siddur Torah, a Siman Kuf Tzadi. He's married to this question, brings down this Chakira, and he wants to tie up Pshat in Rashi, and the Tosfos, and the Ravid. He wants to tie up that they're arguing good for this Machloikis in the Avon of Shmuel. And one time these Yishanim hope to be Machmer. Mike said, not like the Rambam disagrees that way. He makes him a Mavucha, this Chakira, we read the Yishanim slowly, seem to be Machloikis. And at the end of the day, he's Mitzad to be Machmer like Rashi and Tosfos and the Ravid. That if you know 100% it came out, I got this Noah Gosher, is an Issa Deraisa. Tzad HaSheni, the Ramban, Milchus Nito, and after the base of the base, he writes, he says, Afilu b'yiduo shimagufoi, I know it came out of my body. We are apostolic with Masorah Ashitargish. The Torah is telling us, no, it's Xeris HaKosim, I need HaKosho. For Shamban Atharoi. The Rashba, by us, and after Mechess, he says, let's read the Gemara. The Gemara says, why do you need two Makarios, one for Glima, one on Karko? The Ikilamema Mekufa Asa. I could say maybe it came from the Gulf. Ikilamema sounds like. I could say. I can't say. I'm not sure. I'll be totally local. Let's say no Vada came from the Gulf, says Rashba. It sounds like a lot of the Asa, Mea Torah. Says Rashba, this is not how you read the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara sounds that way. The Gemara says Ikilamema Mekufa Asa. I could say. Says Rashba notes Lav Dafka. It means that even if Vada came from Gufa, still it's Mutima Torah. I think Gemara says Ikilamema. Because if Reisha the Gemara says Ikilamema, make Lima came from, it's a Hemshech Sircha Nokat, or the Reisha took the same Losh in the Seifa. But the Rashba comes out, forget Mufurish now the way, that the Ikilamema is Lav Dav, you know, Vada came with Gufay, because there's a cost of with Anna Goshi and Mutima Torah. The Chinuch goes this way, in Mitzvah Zayin, there's a Chedush Iran, there's Iran in Shuas, Chedush Iran on the Sugi over here. He comes along with another question. He has a Shail over here, that the Gemara says we have three drashas. The word of Masorah. We have Masorah Asher Targish. We have Masorah Bifnim Kibuchutz from the extra hay. And then we have Masorah telling the Locha not from the Shrier, not from coming inside the sack, not from Chaticha, inside a piece over here. Three things to the word of Masorah. So again, if you look at Rosh Hashanah's famous Tshuva, he gets involved and says Lo Shrier, Lo Chaticha. The dam comes out inside a sack, inside the Chaticha. Maybe another way to matan isha, she have a bayah of ovulation, put a tube inside the shiva Paris, make the dam go from the course, break through a tube and come out. She's mutter, least matara. Based upon the Gemara says loyf shiva loychaticho. Fine, again, this is an interesting tshuva. It gets about different eights what to go do. But the question over here is, we have three drushes. The Gemara says, hak, we have two of the drushes. The Gemara says tarti shmamino. That's very good tarti. But we have somehow we have a hay, we have the word sorrow, and then we have Tati Shmamina. How are we learning out two from the same thing? Usually we need, if we have three drushes, we need three makaris. How in the world are you having three drushes and two makaris? Where's it coming from? So we shouldn't miss the kasha, the Ran, the Rashba, others. The way the Ran wants to answer, he says the idea over here of Agosha and the idea of not Nishriya Nachaticha is really one thing, Tati Shmamina. It's one concept. The concept is you have to feel it. If it's in the chaticho, you're not feeling down. You're feeling chaticho. If it's in the shvir, it's in a sack, you're not feeling down. So the idea of besoro, asher targish, is telling me the same thing. You have to sense it, you have to feel it. What's coming out inside the chaticho, says the Chiddush Iran, that means I didn't feel it. I felt chaticho, not the down. So how are we getting the three drushes, the extra hay, b'flim k'b'chutz, and the first drush and the last drush is hainuach? Says the Siddur Torah himself, from the Chiddush Iran, we know it's coming from the body. It's 100%. I know it's coming out. It came out from the chetich with dam inside. It's 100% coming from the body. And still, what's the halacha? It's mutter min haTorah. Then we have another Rishon that points out, we know it's coming from the body, still it's mutter min haTorah. Or Zeruah goes this way. Then when you have Rishonim speak out black and white, this hakira of the ashlo, what's avona in the shvul and ashtargish, that the side of him is, even though I saw it coming out, when I turned to the kosev nila goshuvir, and therefore the maram will blame writes back to the shlo kodesh, avada when I turned to water, be a dinner abonim. The Rebbe writes the Shuvah twice this way, Sam Sofer goes this way, the Venus Adam, Chochmas Adam goes this way. Parsha Shimon says, let's even read the Pasuk, it's black, white, and the Pasuk. Pasuk says, V'isha ki tiyah zivo, dam yeh zivo besaroi. The Pasuk saying it flows out, but besaro. The Pasuk says it flows out, ash tagish besaro. The Pasuk is saying it comes out. So it doesn't send the entire question. The Pasuk is saying it comes out from your body in Yilai Gosho. The Pasuk is saying, even though it comes out from your body, it's still the Rabbonu, Allah Gosho there. The Mechaim goes this way, the grass goes this way. The Rosh Hashanah brings down the Siddur Tyra. He says, "Ain b'chol dvar shum yisoid." Avad is not so. It can't be that way. Doesn't say what he's talking about. And Avad the Ika Alocho, Moshiach and Moshe say that even though we know 100% it came from the body, the Locha is not a din deraisel. Not a din deraisel. So fine. So we start off with 3 points first in the Torah. Number one, to be a kid deraisel has to be from the Makar. Number two, be a deraisel has to be the case of dam has to be read. And number three, be a case of deraisa. And in that Gosha, we said 2 points. Number one, we pass in the Shmuel of Agosha. And number two, we pass in the Saged of Agosha. There's a cost of Agaminu, it came vanish in the body. The mice can be moved over here. The Torah goes on further and says, now look over here, once you tell me, the tumor that comes down from your body, from to the base achitzoin, it will be tummy even though it does not come out of your body. We are not aware what that means. But it certainly brings down the Mishnah and Daf Mem that there are 8 tumors that come out of a person's body. There are 3 tumors by an isha, and 2 tumors by an ish. By an isha, it's a nido, a zova, and a yeledes. And by a man, it's a balkeri and a zov. Those are the 5 tumors. The gay, if you want to go to the base of mikdosh, you have to mitar yourself. Those are the 5 tumors that we have. By the case of a man, the mission is very clear, has come out physically out of your body. You have come into the world. Mash enkin to the Mishnah, by an isha, by a nidah, zov, and yeletes, has to go, even as a beis achitzoin, but not come out of your body, right away your tummy. Therefore, says the Torah, being now the loch and the nidah, even though it did not come physically out of your body, once it came to the beis achitzoin, your tummy. Now, where is the beis achitzoin? What does that mean, Beis Achitzoin? Now, I'm not sure where to find Metzias. A little bit over here, Kopei Gimel, a little bit Kopei Ches, a little bit Kopei Tzadik Vav. I'd like to just say what the Metzias is now. First, there's a Mishnah in the Nida Daf Yudayim of Beis, with the Gemara over there, there's Rashi Tosfos, this causes the idea of a Cheder, each has inside of her a room, she has a Prusder, and she has a Lul, she has an Aliyah, and she has a Gag. And if you read the Sugya over there, it's very confusing what exactly they're referring to when discussing the internal organs of an isha. And you read it, and you take out, of course, the article Gemara, whether English or the Hebrew. I looked it up to make sure I didn't miss the boat. I have no idea what they're talking about. And they write on the Afid Chesam Nalaf, and Oro, I think his Zayin is, that what the Gemara is saying and Rashi is saying, and they explain the Gemara through Rashi, is not the Messias that we have. What goes on to the inside, the Konik Sam Sofer. The Sam Sofer says, however Rashi tries to explain the Sugya, it's the Chush that all the doctors, all the books are saying, are not what we seem to have. So there is a sugya there, and he's harbor beer what's going on, had to find the internal organs. So we'll put the sugya to the side, because Chacham Sofer says he put the sugya to the side. Again, the article has a picture there of what goes on. It's certainly not what Aaron Oshman have inside. Take out the picture, nothing to do with the Metzias that we have. But that's, as they themselves write, we can't explain what Rashi says Kedarka in the art scroll. And then they go on, at the end of the whole sugya, another mahalach which is built upon Metzias. Once you start learning the Rishonim, Shlom Zalman's brought down in Shuvah Milcha Shloima, he quotes Encyclopedia Talmudis, that quotes that even when the Rishonim had words, for example, when they say the word Zavarechem, they're referring to the Nartek. Even the words of the Rishonim, when they say one thing, we mean something else. That means there's 2 problems over here. The Metzias they seem to have, the way they explain and understand things, is not a Metzias. And the words that they have are not our words that we use. So I'm going to skip Rishonim and the Sugyo to take their words, and we'll go what goes from the Bach and onwards, the Sma, the Yehuda, Sam Sofer, how they explain the Metzias, which seems to go with that we have the Metzias Bizman Azer. That means even if you read the Beis Yosef over here, when it says Beni Shinaim, I'm not going to even close what Beis Yosef means. Well, again, we should just know the Metzias. And Isha basically has three places inside of her body. There's Mokum Shashamish Tosh. That means basically in Hebrew it's called Nartik. When they say in English, they call it vagina. We call it now Nartik. The Lashon of the oldest form called Nartik. That is Be'erech over here, a case of 8 centimeters. After that, there's something called the Tzav Rechem. In English called the cervix. That's about 2 centimeters. And afterwards, they have something called a Rechem, the uterus, which, when she's not pregnant, is about 6 centimeters. That means there are three areas. First, Nartik, then Tzav Rechem, then the case of the Rechem itself. Again, from Nartik, to the cervix, to the uterus. The question over here is, when it says you have a psichus and makar, the uterus is opening up, where is it opening up to? Basically, there are two main options over here. We have again the cervix over here. The cervix is at Tzav Rechem, is connecting the 2 centimeters, is connecting the Nartik to the Rechem. That means there are two sides over here to the Tzav Rechem. There's a side over here where the Nartik is going to the cervix. Cervix is the Tzav Rechem. Afterwards, if you want, I can show people in pictures, but I told not to print it and give it out. So show it. If people want, afterwards I can show exactly what that means. And then there's another area where you have the cervix, the Rechem. You have 2 centimeters in between. There's a big nafkamina, and it gets numerous sugyas. Where is this case over here when saying psichus and makar? Is it going from the makar to the Tzav Rechem, the makar to the cervix? Or is it going from the Tzav Rechem to the nartik, from the cervix to the nartik? That means, number one, the get to our sugya, when it comes out from the makar, what does that mean to make you tummy? It's in the cervix? Or is it in the nartik? A second nafkamina, we do bedikas. Nisha has to do the bedikas in the Pesach Chitzoy. What does that mean? Does that mean the makar shamash dosh, the nartik? Or does it also mean the Tzav Rechem? The main challenge discussed with Zman Hazeh, when it says, you can have psichas kever without dam. Brought down over here, make a sugi later on, Kutzak Del, I think, that it's not possible to have the makar open up without dam. Matzimus machlekes tanoim, Rabbi Huda lechachomim, we paskin lechumr over here. The question is, how do you apply that? What is psichas and makar? Matzim, there are really three questions. Number one, do we pass like that? Yes, we pass from the chumrah. Number two, when it says psichas kev b'lidam, that means from the internal, something coming out. What about external? You take an instrument and put it inside the isha. Do we still say the cloud, yes, psichas kev b'lidam? But no, when externally, it is shayach psichas kev b'lidam. Another big mavilcha among the achrayinim, we pass from the chumrah, four times beskat shuvu, we are machmer. Building upon that now, third question, when it says that go externally, and we're machmer, where is that? Is that the cervix? Or is that the uterus? That means the person takes an instrument out of the Isha's body, puts it inside the cervix. Is she Tomei or not? Is that, yeah, is that the Makar? Question here, what do we mean when we say Makar? What's the definition?
Makar and the Kever is always the same thing.
Yeah. So what is Makar over here? That means, if you want, Cheshire Eifon in England, he said when it says Makar, it means the uterus, you put an instrument in the cervix, no problem. But Moshe Tshuva says no problem. They say no, that the cervix itself is the Makar, and we're Machmer, Psyllus Kevbali Dam, and we're Machmer the outside, we hold Maishim Bayav Tum over here. Every time you put an instrument in the cervix, she is coming. But first question you ask him, he'll tell you, Neir Tzol Maisa Machmer, Neir Chusar Maisa Maisa Armekel over here. What to go do? Now they do point out, in Ram Moshe's Mahalaf, there are three reasons why Armekel. There are those who are Paskin, we hope, Sikh Tzavli Dab, Shalom on the Shiltas, among Rushanim. Those who say externally, there's no Nehuda, why Armekel. Also maybe the Makar is Dafka, the Rechem, and not the cervix. So the big Nafkamina, what is the Metzias over here? Negev to Bedikas. Chassam Soifah says that main Marvokim is the uterus. That means you have to bedikah in the Tzav Rechem. In fact, the Chassam Soifer, the Metzius is a person can put the finger inside the Mokum Shamash Tosh. The Tzav Rechem is very narrow, it's not possible without an instrument. You need an instrument to put it inside. Says the Chassam Soifer, how the world do bedikahs? You have to in the Tzav Rechem. Says, Echlam, you learn the Torah of the Malchai Shores. If you can't, you can't. Well, Golakim will come out, a kula negate the idea of putting an instrument inside. Others want to disagree. They get to us. Negat also come out, right? It'll come out to us a chumrah. Then when the dam comes out from the makar, to the cervix, is that tummy or not? That means if you hold the what? No, unless she knows, you checked. Bedek is checked. She sees inside. It's in the cervix. Is she tummy or not? Sorry. Oh, so we'll have to get there. That's one of the rights that come from. Now, the get of the Kanzler comes out, where it says, goes from the Makor, the Ben Shinayim, Mokam Achitzon, come out. If you want to say the cervix is the base of Achitzon, that'll be Tomei. Or to me, maybe the Natik, that makes you Tomei. Well, at least a tumult which has been around the past 10 years, there was a Kolkara in New York about 7 years ago. Again, when an Isha goes in the 9th month to a doctor to go check her when she's 9th month pregnant, they point out the Matthias again is you cannot put your finger inside the cervix. That's only when she's not pregnant. When she's pregnant in the 9th month, she's dilated already. It can open up to 2.5 centimeters, the cervix. And the doctor, you put her sideways, can put a finger inside the cervix. And therefore, there are those who write, the one the Chukas Atayra, he quotes the Kol Torah in New York, that has the bayah that the doctors who do that, you just know you've been with Tamad the Noshim. Because you come from the outside, inside the cervix, which is now EFSF 6 can't believe that. And you have a bayah. The big mavuchah, each one, when they quote this question over here, they all say you have to ask Yerov. It's not that simple. Chorot and Shiloh is against Ramosha, with Ramosha or not. But again, the question they're coming from, and the Matthias, the Sagaya, that everyone wants to know, 9th month, go to the doctor, go get a checkup. And one of the tumults are, tell the doctor not to put his finger inside the cervix. The question over here is, what is the cervix? Is that the Makar? Or is it not the Makar? That is the question over here. No, no, we'll have to go through the definition. You have to discover means that more than what is. If something going in or out, not more than what is, something has to go in and out. If it's open, it's maybe not enough. Something has to come in or out.
Even if they know,
you
don't see any blood coming?
EF Shep Sikhas Kevably Dam. EF Shep Sikhas Kevably Dam. That's a Shalom Akhlach. If you know the Mishnah, we pass the Chumrah. That's not the question. That's not you though. That's not the question. We pass the Chumrah. Of course, you can make two from out of it. I'm asking. The question is, are they being Machmer with a cool or the being Machmer to be Machmer? That's always the question.
Why can't you bring him out to Ramosha? The doctor's finger, there's no dam. All right, like Ramosha,
then. Efshup Sikhas Kevably Dam. We'll have to get a Kutak Dal. Bez Hashem, we'll get to the Sikh over there. Fine, so we have over here the idea has to be from the Bifnim to Bechutz. The Maimokh, they point out, again, is our Sugya on the Afton Zainu base, that the Gemara says we have a Pasuk over here that says we have three drashas. One come tell the Sugya of Agnosho, one tell the Sugya of Dim Kabachos, and one tell the Sugya over here of Nachaticha Nathashvir. Now, again, we've mentioned before, and just say three other Triotsim, very important, Yisili comes out over here. Again, we have a question. How in the world can we have three drashas from two Makaris over here? So we mentioned one teretz, the Chedusha Iran teretz, with the Shariah coming down, that Be'etzem, it's one thing over here. It's one Yisrael over here, it's one Tam over here. The idea of Akosha and the idea of inside of Ticha, the Yisrael, why it's smaller, there's no Akosha over here. However, the three other two Otsim, which are very, very important, which we'll have to get back to the Maskav Kavina next time. But just begin the three two Otsim. There's some Tzoyfus Teretz, the Yashim and Shuvah goes with, which is similar to the Ran, but very different. The Ran saying it's one Tam, you have no Akosha. Some Tzoyfus says it's one Tam, and the Tam is, it's not Derech to have a Riyah this way. The Derech to have a Riyah is with Akosha, she needs a Bibasara Asha Targish. The Derech to have a Riyah is not inside the Chaticho, not inside the Shvir, not inside the Sack. Therefore, it's not three drushes from basic two places. The first and the third is be'esim the same thing. How is it the same thing? That's derech ru'iyah. Derech ru'iyah is with agosho, and derech ru'iyah is what? Not inside the chaticho. Hainuach. Which comes again to a massive nafkamina, as the Yashiv said, that's ikim malach over here. Let's say, bizman hazeh, the derech of anoshim is to have a ru'iyah without agosho. If the side over here is because that's derech ru'iyah, if our Noshim will have a Riyah with Ara Gosho, and that's our one of the Pasuk, for Kerap is Manazeh, we'll have a loch over here that maybe should be a din d'oraisa without a kosher b'zman hazeh. K'davon in the pasuk is that that's derech ri'ya. It's not stam the pasuk tells you a kosher. If the Torah tells you a kosher, we know it's derech kosher. But that's not, says the Sanhedrin, the pasuk telling us. But telling you the derech ri'ya. That's the avon of Shmuel. If the Messiah changed, he'll argue and say, who did the law would change? That's derech ri'ya without a kosher be a din d'oraisa. I don't think so. No. Tosafot says, no, that it's deraisa, even though it came out from the body, even though it's not derech ri'ya. A different part in Shmuel. It's a different question in Shmuel. We know, it'll be actually agreed that no vada came out in the Bizman Chazal, it's a vada rabban, because it's a kosher. We actually agreed it's not of the Tosafot. But now it changed. It could be, it changed. We'll have to get to that again. So that's going to be next tomorrow. But that's going to be the big problem if we go this malach. But the point out, we'll see it's not that simple what he's saying. Just this building. I mean, number one, we have a Chedusha Rat against this. Really, we have a Rat against it. But the Rajba is the same question over here. What does the Rajba answer? He says, Shneim Shkulim Heim. Two Drashas are Shkulim. Learn Baba Kamo, Daf Kimo, Mal Aleph. You can learn out the same Drash, two Drash in one Pasuk. When, why to pick one over another? Says the Rajba Teretz, how do you learn out two Drash over here? Shneim Shkulim. I mean, the Rajba is not like Ruan Olam Yashim. Nocha Teretz says the Teis is a Rosh. It says Bibbisara. There's an extra hay and there's an extra bays. So it's Basar, Bibbisara, and Bibbisara with the hay. So I get three Drashas, bays, Basar, and hay. So we have four Terutzim over here. The Yashim somehow true one with the Chassam Soyvis Teretz, which is not like the Rishonim them, not like the Ran, not like the Rash, but not like the Teis Rosh. Which again will come out, then not like the Yashim. Very important, we'll get to the Chum of Yashim, then he'll come along with Manazeh and say, Noshim could be a Deraisa without our Gosho, yet really the Chur and Nuz Yishayim are clearly not saying his Malach. But his Malach is built upon a Chassam Soyvis. The Torah goes on further, it says, the dam comes out into the Beis HaChitzon was a shear. So the shear is kechardel and even less than the chardel. The mechaber brings down the locha, the shear is kechardel, a mustard seed. So the shach even less than that. It calls a shari duro, a goy shari duro. But after we take out the mishnah, the dach bimah v'nalach, when it's kosher, it comes out to the outside of the body of an isha isha. So the mishnah over there says kechardel upachos. The mishnah says that. So why is the Shach saying the Goy Shaidua, the Shaidua, the Chur before the Mishnah? So if you read the Mishnah slowly, the Chur Yishal Chalik, they're discussing it by a man. If you read the Mishnah, it says for our cases, but the end of the Mishnah, it says, Gechadol Pachis is going by the case of a Balkari, by the case of a Zob. Therefore, the Chur, why the Shach saying the Goy Shaidua, the Shaidua, because then we see it even by the case of Isha, even Pachis, by the case of a Chadol, the mustard seed. Well, the question you'll have upon me then, the Beis Yosef says, where's the Man Bacher? In the Torah, Pachas, he quotes the Mishnah. So somehow we have to know how the world, the Beis Yosef got from Mishnah, the Shach is quoting a Goy Shaidua, the Shaidua, why the Shach is not quoting the Torah, you should learn exactly what happened here. Or the Torah goes on further, and says, Zalocha, whether it's Ba'inis or Beratzar, should come to me. Beis Yosef being down from the Rambam, he says, for example, what's the case of an Ainis? Someone who jumps up and down, causes something to happen, that's nichel together of an Ainis. You get a car crash, Dam comes out by Nisho, something external that happens, the loch is nichel together of an oinis. Beis Yosef brings down, for example, the Rambam, let's say you see a behemo or a chayo or an oik, this askim zem zem, Dam tzad chimut shiboy, also nichel together of an oinis. The nafkamina is, we'll get the sugya of Vesta oinis, Vesta oinis is not choshish for the next moment. That means, Aisha told me she got into a car crash, one of the things that brought down, she didn't want to get out of the car. Everyone told her she's okay. She didn't want to go out. She said, why? Because Maisa, her period came. That's what happens. The pacha, the fear over here. So I told her, yes, we can tell the sugi of Vestas. I told her, make sure next month, the same day, not to have a car crash. Otherwise, you might have the sugi of Vestas. She said, fine, she won't drive that day. The question over here they point out, then they get to Vesta Guf. There's a question over here, a local Maisa, they were saying two cases over here. One, she's doing something, she's jumping. And something, that you see something. A behemoth of a chayv oiping oifing at something to the Beis Yosef. Well, Vosna Tshuva says that if we see something that she sees without her doing a meisel, the gate of Vesta Guf won't say for sure, Vesta Oinus won't say for sure it's a Vesta Oinus. Maybe it's a period, but not sure. I mean, there's a chilek in the two cases that Beis Yosef brings down. Case when you do something, you jump, fine, or you do an action, that could tell about Vesta Guf, not Vesta Inis won't be again next month. The second case of the Beis Yosef, when you see something happening, then we're not sure to be telling that time upon Dam Chimil or not. So again, so we went through, first of all, right now, 6 points in the Torah before we get to Meinid and Meziva. We went through number one, the case of Makar, number two, the Dam, and the Sugi of Agosha, 3 points made to make you Tomei. Then we went through the Sugi of Beis Achitzoin, the Sugi of Dam Kichardel, the Sugi of Oynes. Those are 6 points. Then the Torah goes on, and the Beis Yosef is Marach, the Sugi of Yehav, Meinid and Meziva. That means we have the Torah, the Sugi of Meinidah, 4 times, Tazriya, Metzayro, Nachim Oysi, Kedoshim. And the idea of Nidah is basically the natural way of life. She sets her lining every month. And the Pasuk says she is Tamei. Now, the Torah, when it brings it down, says basically 5 points in the Gate of Nidah, which really contrasts the case of a Zavah. Number one, he said by the case of a Nidah, when he's saying a tipa, a drop, you Tamei for 7 days. Tamei for 7 days. That means when you see, don't see Tamei, Mashek and the Zavah is not that way. A second thing he says, when you count 7 days, it's not like a Zavah, you count it with the day that you see. That's the second point. A third thing he says, even if you see all 7 days, also at the end of 7 days, no problem. A fourth point he says, you make a Yehefsek before you go to the Mikvah. And the fifth point he says, you make a Yehefsek before you go to the Mikvah, right beforehand. And you go to the Mikvah at night, not like a Zavah, the Matar go during the day. Except for a Lachmor, Svach Bitoi. Because they're over here, otherwise you can go, the case of need to go at night, and Zavah go during the day. Those again are 5 points, and the 5 things that are contrast, Nidah versus Zavah. So again, we have a Sugi of Nidah. Then the Torah comes along and says, we have a parsha of Zavah. Now, the word of the Torah is, by Zavah, is B'loi Eis Nidosa. A Zavah means it's not the correct time to go see. It's not the natural way of life. The word of the Rabban of the Pasuk is, she's a chayla. She is sick. She is one day. Then we do a case of a Shmeres Yom Kineged Yom. We see 2 days, called a Zavah Ktana. Again, Shmeres Yom Kineged Yom. She sees 3 days. Loch is a Zavah Gdeila. She's Zayin Nekim. And basically, Rabban says, you need a carbon at the end of the 7 days. She was very sick. Like a carbon toyota you need. The person's very sick. Someone who sees B'loi Eis Nidosa, it's the wrong time to go see. She bets him a Chilvi, a Shtaka Chilvi. At the end, he's Zayin Nekim to make sure she fully healed herself. And then she needs a carbon, like a cane, a carbon for you. That's the two you said. This Nido is Be'esin Dosa, it's a normal thing. Mashekin is Zavah, she's a chayla, she's sick, Be'esin Dosa. Now the question among the Rishonim is how exactly do you count Yimei Nido and how do you count Yimei Ziva? That means Yimei Ziva, the Gemara says at the end of the Masechta, is 11 days. Shalav to Joshua, Alocha Moshe B'Sinai, we pass it to Alocha Moshe B'Sinai. The Mahalach, what to go do, the Beis Yosef is very clear. There are two main Mahalach among the Rishonim. There's the Rambam, what they want to call the Das Yachad, versus the other Rishonim, Rashi, the Rabban, the Ben Yoino, the Tor. They seem to have another Mahalach. Just to speak out the two Mahalachim. The question really is, there are two Machliksim going on over here. The question over here is, when does Ziva end? And the question is, when does Nida start? Two separate questions. When does Ziva end and when does Nida start? That means, take first the Rambam. The Rambam says a person sees during Yimei Ziva during these 11 days. When does it end? It ends right away. Once it ends 11 days, she's not a Zav anymore. We'll see what that means. But it ends right away. When does Nida start? Even without Shing, she's a Nida. The 7 days start right away. That means one thing, it ends Zava right away, and Nida starts right away. Rashi and the other Rishonim go for Garrett. The loch is, when does Ziva end? You need Zayin Akim. If you don't have Zayin Akim for the rest of your life, be a Zava. It does not end right away. When does Nida start? It does not start right away. You have to see Dam to become a Nida. Two different points over here. No, the first time he lied, that's it. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, that's it.
Every time I hit 7 days, she's automatically coming?
It's your main Nida. Not Tomei, not Nida, she's your main Nida. She has a loch of a Nida. No, correct. She's not a loch of a Nida. The days your main Nida start, your main Nida starts going to Rambam right away. She's not Nida unless she sees, not Tomei unless she sees. But your main Nida starts right away. Alocha, Levusha, but Mavucha, what he holds. But the Shach says, Kol HaPoiskim, very clear. Kol HaPoiskim go like Rashi, not like the Rambam. Now, you want, there's a lot of lumps over here, what's the Rambam, and the Kash over here. Now, first, you want to understand, there's one interesting brisk rav in Erechim Dav Ches. Are these two machlokesim over here totally zebezer or not? You can learn they're two separate machlokesim, not totally zebezer. The brisk rav wants to say they're totally zebezer. Why? Because Rashi seems to understand, Chazal give you 11 days in Meizivo. They don't tell you 7 you may need it. That's by default. They tell you 11 days may zero. And the Rambam holds over, the Torah told you 7 you may need though. I ain't sure how he explains how it works out that way. What did the Torah say? 11 or they told you 7? Just the kasha they ask the Rambam, they have numerous kasha. One very similar question which anyone here should ask is that we have a we have over here a Mishnah Daf Yud Lamech Chesed Beis. The Mishnah says that for 11 days she's a Cheskes Tara. The Gemara has four pshat of what that means. The last pshat, the case according to Shmuel, is that she's not Kivei Aves B'Yimei Zivo. She cannot be Kivei Aves during Yimei Zivo. Not possible. Only Yimei Nida she's Kivei Aves. We would tell Loch Lamaisa by the Rambam himself. So let's think about it. Stam Noshim, Bein this, everyone knows it's 30 days. That's Stam Noshim over here. 30 days. So, how in the world are you conveying vest in 30 days? That means, what is day 30 by Noshim? We know how Noshim see 28, 29, 30, 31, 32. That's May the Cheshbon. 7 is May Nido. Next 11 till day 18 is May Zivo. Plus another 7 days till 25 is May Nido. 25 to 36 is May Zivo. 25 to 36 is May Zivo.
Where's 30 brought up for this essay?
What?
Where's the number
30? It's the 30? The Gemara brings down the Bainus, the Mishnah, so we have numerous Makaris to say the idea of the Kveves, yeah. Now, how in the world do we have Kveves and all our Noshim are in those days who are not Kveves and Meizivo? There's a massive issue over here if you just think about it. The Ram comes out 25 to 36 in Meizivo. You keep Kveves and Meizivo. So, the way the Chavadas by us wants to answer. So, the Pashas is, we'll get to Sugya Vestis, that is the Raisa Vestis. I'll beg the Ushan go. But I think the Void, I think from the Sugya is not the way. I don't remember offhand. But anyway, even not the way, with the Pashas we have Mishnah Gemara, not Kveh Vestis, May Vestis. We have a Mishnah, the Gemara saying the Loch Lamaisa. We're not bringing down the Loch Lamaisa. Loch, that means even the Rabbanon is saying that. So even when I say it's not the Raisa, say it's the Rabbanon. We have a Ramah passing not Kivei Vesme Vestis, and yet we have the idea of Bainus. We have day of 30 days. Even the Rabbanon, we have the same question over here. But I think it's a Kashi in the Raisa. So the Chavdas also, or Chashulchan goes, points out when you say the Klal, the not Kivei Vesme Vestis, we may the Zivo, that's it really depends. The idea of the Torah says Bloy Eifti Dosai. It's not a normal thing to go see. What's the idea behind this in the Chavadas? Just shed her lining right now for 7 days. So the next 11 days, a person should not see. You see from day 11, day 7 to 11, day 18. Any issue sees that way, something's wrong. She's a chayla. That's not normal. It's incorrect. But a lot of Doshim don't see from day 11, day 8 to day 18. A lot of Doshim don't see. So what will happen? She will see Nida. She won't see Zivo. She won't see Nida. 18-25 she won't see. Then she will see Zivo. If the Zivo, the Zivo is following Nida that she did not see, that's possible. That's Shayach. That it can be Kveh Vest. Now when you think cannot be Kveh Vest, be May Zivo, which Zivo we're talking about? The Zivo that's following Nida that you saw. That's not normal. But a Zavo that's found a Nida that you did not see, that you can be Kveh Vest. That you can. In this one, you can. Yeah. You know, that same Shanik moment, a Kveh Vest be made Zivo, means a Zivo after a Nida that you saw. I don't know any difference. It means as long as it's a normal thing to go see, it's fine. This is normal. That if you saw, it's not normal. If you didn't see, that's fine. That's how they answer. True, there are the past few months, every day they want to argue and say, that's not Shalom, I'm not. But they have to answer. We have a Gemara that says that's a normal thing you're saying. And when the Torah says,
why would you want to say it was considered a
Are you saying the Torah is a blei eisid also? It sounds like we have a lot of moshe b'sinai 7-11, 7-11. That's what they want to answer the Rambam. It's called Yimei Zivo, and Aloch is Yimei Zivo, but it can be reversed in Zivo, but it has, it's Yimei Zivo, it needs a Zayin Kiyim. It's a Kiddush, masculine. But at least the answer to the whole purpose of the Sugi over here, in the Rambam Sheet, which we don't go like. Now, also, that's number one in the Rambam. Number two, a bunch of people are asking in the Chabura, just have one in the Rambam. Let's say someone sees it in day 8, day 9, and day 10. She's double G'dayla. Comes day 11, fine, Shnaki. Comes day 12, it's a Meinido. What's the loss of day 12? Do you still need 6 more days of Nikiyim? Well, no. She's free, that's it. When it says Zayin Nikiyim, according to the Rambam, I mean, say day 1, 2, and 3, they need Zayin Nikiyim to Mati day 11. But let's say you see 8, 9, 10, according to the Rambam. So 11 at Pinocchi. When I hit 12, you may need us. It's the correct time to go see. So maybe over here, you do not need Zayin Nikiyim anymore. So the Machzor Shekel by us, it's a Kohen Dalet, the time is, once it hits his man of Meinido, Zova stops. She did not need Zayin Nikiyim anymore. She can't go to Mekka because she's a Nido. But she did not need Zayin Nikiyim. It stops. The Zayin Nikiyim is only when she 1, 2, and 3 need Zayin Nikiyim. See, anything afterwards, once it's may need it, stops. Madani, you have to go this way. The Rosh, that's Pshat on the Rambam. Feed the Rambam. Feed the Rambam. Kodim Rav, she's not Vadan. The Maiso, in the Master Shekel, there's a goyis over there from Shloima HaKoyin, the Cheshek Shloima. And he writes, Chash V'Sholom. He writes a goyis in the Master Shekel Sefer, just to make sure you do not make this mistake, Chash V'Sholom. A Vadi Night needs Zayin Nikiyim. We will Shimon Rap over here. I see may need it, what do you do? She says, interestingly, that when she sees you may need it, that's normal. So, anytime she sees Dam, it's like, let's say she, again, so 8, 9, 10, one was Naki. She's in day 12. She won't count and as being, they being Naki, but it's not going to be Saiser. It's a normal thing of saying. It's not going to be a case over here of being Saiser. It's not going to be Oilo. That means it comes out. Then let's say on your main needle, she sees 3 days. Not she sees 3 days. Nachmi oil, nachmi soiser. She sees 6 days after it's Naki and 1 day before it being Naki, that's Zayin Nikiyim. Then she goes to the mikvah. But you do need Zayin Nikiyim, but what happens, your main needle is nachmi soiser, nachmi oil. So anything she sees that day, we're talking about needle, it's a normal thing. It's not going to mess her up, but it's nachmi oil until she has Zayin Nikiyim. So in the Rambam, Mavucha, how do you understand it? Master Shekel wants to tell it stops and go to mikvah at Zavah, except we don't go to the Sugi of Nido. The Chesek Shloimo, which by Esther has become Anchaim, Patshi Moinim, the Mepina, Beisham, they want to tell the Lochis Vakarik, you need Zayin Nikiyim. Just when it hits you, may Nido, it's not going to be Soysen, not going to be Oilo. No, if you didn't see, you may need Nido, it's not going to be Zayin Nikiyim. But you need Zayin Nikiyim in the day. That means it comes. No, he didn't see, go to the mikvah, yes. That means it's day 12, he didn't see, go to the mikvah. What would you title? Kol did not see on day 12 to title. She does see, you have to write Zayin as Nidush. But any time, shit, it stops.
During you may see when they have to be Ritzifah,
yes, no, because it's not messing, it is Ritzifah, we have a tli over here. Like every time you see Dam, we title upon a Nidush. It's not messing you up. You don't need to receive it, correct?
Does she need the tire for Nido before she
can receive it? For the Rambam?
Yeah.
No. But no point. We're getting out of it. That's a lot of no day.
You can't count the Shemini
Kiyam. Nothing. No. What about the character for the Rambam? The other way around. A person sees during the Nido, let's say on the seventh day you may Nido. Could she go to the big for that night? You may need though. Could not see Mezivo. Do her current now. She sees on day 7 of Yimei Nido. The next day is Mezivo. Does she go to the mikvah that night? 2 days later. She go to the mikvah. So the Ramban, when he quotes the Rambam over on the Sugya Daf Dalet, says, Avadi, you need 7 days of tum over here. The other way around, when Anita sees even a tipa, she's tummy for 7 days. But if it's day 8, sugya was over. If it's day 7 or 6 or 5, we do count 7 days of becoming. That means it's not clear. Read the Torah, makes sense. I read it, it wasn't clear. I did not see clear anywhere what the halacha is in the gate of the Ramban. The Ramban, the Chassam Sofer brings down on the Mechaba Bayos, the halacha is when she sees on 6 or 7, you still are tummy for 7 days.
Why is it not mastering the same way that the Shimon
Kiyos? You want to in the Master Shekels world?
Yeah.
It could be not, because Torah said he tummy 7 days. But by the other way, she's not a chil anymore. She's normal, whatever happens. Here, Tari says it. Nida, this is a natural way of life. Tummy 7 days. That's Hakira. I didn't understand it. It's a tumor. You wait to get out of the zimetar. Yeah. Niget b'zman hazeh. It comes out that we do not seem to have this anhoga of 7 and 11. What happened to get to us? Now, first, a couple of people ask me, what's the number of 5? Everyone knows 5 and 7, practically. 5 is a whole different sugya. It's a sugya in Kuf Sadegov that misad when of Isha and Tashmish, she has Zera, the Zera comes out and you say so design the Kiyim. That means if she's not negated Tashmish, she's already getting married, no din of halacha 5. If let's say she went from taking a period to period and never went to the mikvah, it's no halacha sing 5. 5 is a whole different sugya. If Tashmish is mutter, nothing to do with our situation, also sugya negated in a Torah, negated Zava and Anito is 7 and 11. Now, Bezmanazel, what exactly happened that we do not seem to keep a calendar if you may need or you may zero? So, the Umsur, the Gemara, Daf Samavov, and Aleph, we have over here a Rebbe and a Bezero. Bezen Maisa Begzian, Besodos, that person is 1 day, you have to do 6 and 1. You see 2 days, in the case over here of the, you have also those days, and then you see 3 days, you need Zainakir. Him over Bezero, and he says, but Nois is still the last one. I feel we're going to keep a Dam Kikardel, you need Zainakir. Now, instead of Nois Sol Echmul Asmon, don't tell me, you know, I don't want to be Machmer, or I say Machmer, I'm not part of Nois Sol. They all bring down the Gemara Brachas, Halacha Psuka. Everyone keeps Halacha Zayin Nekim. It's Halacha Psuka. The Gemara wants to give you an example, something that everyone does, Halacha Psuka, Gemara Brachas. This is Halacha that Nois Sol Echmul, and this is what we do. We never knock away the Halacha Zayin Nekim. What? No, what?
Well, the
Rabbi
60
doing 60 days. No, I said, B'zayu. B'zayu. The nice Sol is a lot. Let's be very clear. Halacha Psuka, we keep Zayin, keep everybody all the time.
Why do you believe in a
B'nai Sisra? That is what we do. Now, the question is, what do we extend and how we get out from what the Gemara says to what we're going to go do? Now, there's a tour over here, Shalom with the Kirsis, how to understand it. Just say over how the Taz. The Ziyad, most people saw the Taz, how he explains it, that he says that three chashashas over. Number one, they were not sure exactly what the four colors of red are. Not sure. So you come along to metame, anything that's the teal to red. That means blue is fine. Green is fine. What's orange? We'll have to get to. What's nichel getting nichel at being what's pink? Or anything at bottle levels, what's nichel? We're not sure. The Gemara itself brings down a ruim and not clear exactly what the colors are. Therefore, we're tamay all colors over here. Building upon that, what? Anything that's nichel at bimus. And this nichel at bimus, what the word nichel at bimus is, that's a vuch basman, is that what defines nichel? What's slanted to amimus? That is the muhucha. But I said the word nichel to get everybody. Everyone agrees that's together. Question: how to find the getter? The second thing, chashash. Once we have this concept over here, let's say each sees a day 1, and that's really the kosher color. We're matamer. Day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, all we're matamer. A day 7, she sees a color that's tomei minatoyo. So now minatoyo, she needs zayin akim. Not she needs zayin. She needs 7 days. So the loch is we're being chashash that the reason why we need at least what Rebbe's saying. Is that why we need 6 days for her? Because maybe in day 7 that she saw, is maybe that's the real dam. She needs 6 Nikiyim plus that day. Why Nikiyim? Because maybe 5, 6, and 7. She needs 6 plus those, plus, we need 6. I'm sorry, she was 6 and 7. We're chayshu these days over here. She wants 6 and 7. We're chayshu. 5, 6, and 7. Zayin Nikiyim. She was 7. But look, you only need that day plus another 6 over here. Building upon that, that's Rebbe. Come along with Zero.
Rebbe's finish is that when she sees, she has to have 6 days at a
Yes. And he says, even if she's one tipa, so women should not keep a calendar. People have a hard enough time keeping a calendar. That flog is in his mind. When we're speaking of Vestas, I get so many questions, but I never did it, and I missed it, and what the laws are. Calendars itself are hard, even with the computer system that he uses. They seem to be confused even what to put in. Imagine keeping a calendar with, you have to know when Ziva may need us. You have to write down where you're holding the gate to Ziva, the gate to Sugiv Nido. Ziva came along to Bezerra, and he came along and says, we do not want you to keep a calendar when you may Zav is, you may need it is, therefore we always do Zanikiyim. That means you have three stages over here. We're asking all that, and might lead to a Kula. Ziva came along to Rebbe and says, no, we need over here to have 6 days being Naki. Came along to Bezerra and says, no, even more than that, not to keep you may Zav, may Nido, but to have Zanikiyim. Not to mix things up over here. Now, there is going to be a mavuk over here of, let's say, if the keeping Yemei Zava, ignoring it, will lead to a kula. Do we have to keep the calendar and negate a kula? How do you have that? The law is, we paskin, we just mentioned beforehand, we're not kivei vest Yemei Zava. Let's say she kivei vest Yemei Zava, and she's not noticing Yemei Zava, will come out. She won't keep the flog, won't keep the bain, won't keep the chodesh because she has kivei vest. Well, the vest is. But the halach is, if she not knows she's Yemei Zava, she'll be kivei vest, and be somehow not worried about the sugi of nida, she has to worry about the sugi of nida. So the Isha Shach in Simon Kufay test on Siflam and Beis, so called Ayin Aleph, he wants to tie out that you do have to keep the calendar, so the idea of kivei vest negates Yemei Zava should not lead to kulo. Come along the Torah of Shlomo over there and points out, then it defeats the whole point of Zerah. Zerah says, do not worry about Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva. Do not worry about. And then what Torah of Shlomo says, since Yemei Ziva is not a normal thing to happen, it's not Lo Isid Dosli, don't worry about it. The whole point is not to keep your calendar, not to worry about it. So we'll have to get to over there how to apply it practically. Chodeshani come along and says, Echonami, we're not worried about, but let's say you know you can invest in Yemei Ziva, we'll take on the Chumro, others want to argue. But again, it comes out over here practically. What came out inside the sugil, the two of the sugil 7-11, you may need to make zava. And it's very important where I learned the base of well to know where it came from the Torah, how the Chazal bring it down, being practical as manazeh. What comes up as manazeh, ish sees dam. I feel a tibet dam kechardel. The loch is the ma'aser needs zaynikim. Now, what defines a kesed? What defines a gosho? And basically, how to apply more la locha to get to bedikas. That'll be the Mechaba over here, the Sekelim over here, and that Eshav will be next Kaburah. Now, just two things. One is, the Adam said they're going very slow. Some people complain about that. Sorry. But, but I think for next Kaburah, on the page, there's a certain amount. I might give out, I'm giving out the sheets today for our Kaburah and next Kaburah, so it'll help you out. What is the big Mavuch over here in the Gate where he's come to rub with a big cloth and there's a Mashu Adam inside? Why the world will be machmor? Why did not nichlas sugi b'kisamim? Because you have no akosha. And really, there are six questions you have to answer. I'll give out the sheets before and try to look around and try to understand the sugi. How in the world practically came out from what we just said from the sugi to halacha to what we're doing over here. That's aleph. The second point is, I mentioned last time taking tests. I forgot one point over here that we take tests every 6 weeks, but there's also the rabbanu test. And everyone should try to take the test at the end of the year. It's chaval, ma'isa, natu. It's the same chayma that we're learning. Not like Issa v'heter, you have to learn certain other chaymim, you have to learn malicha. It's not like the Shabbos spent how much you learned. It's the same exact chaym to get to Nido. It's something that you, maybe you take some of their region books to help them out for the test. But everyone who's everyone in the chabur taking the test every month, every 6 weeks. So also, another thing to also try to do chazar for and to plan for is take the rabbinic test, it's chaval not to take the test. Slok rabbinic.